קטע מספר 3 מתוך שמעתי מ"ב.
Excerpt 3 from Shamati 42 by Baal HaSulam. Those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is truly working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
To the bad and to the good at all times.
Excerpt 4 from Abash, Article 42, Serve the Creator with Gladness. A servant of the Creator whose intention is to bestow should be happy when he is serving the King. And if he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amends, meaning to think about the greatness of the King. And if he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator.
We need to do more. Yes.
Excerpt 5, Abash, Article 42, Serve the Creator, Serve the Lord with Gladness. One should be happy that one's regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people, whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality. And we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy. To each next excerpt number 6, from Rabash's article, What is Do Not Add and Do Not Take Away in the Work? One must believe, above reason, and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. And although when he looks within reason he sees the opposite, he should nevertheless work above reason. And it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that it is really so, that the Creator leads the world as good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us, since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. I continue, Owen.
Seventh excerpt from Rabash, from the agenda of the assembly 2. According to what is written, in the multitude of people is the King's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he has something with which to serve the king. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
8.
8. From Shamati, none else besides him, when one feels some closeness to Kedusha, holiness, when he feels joy at having been favored by the Creator, then too he must say that his joy is primarily because now there is joy above, in the Shekhinah, divinity, at being able to bring her private organ near her, and that she did not have to send her private organ out. And one derives joy from being rewarded with pleasing the Shekhinah. This is in accord with the above calculation, that when there is joy to the part, there is only a part of the joy to the whole.
To simply
the next part, excerpt number 9, one's future depends and is tied to gratitude for the past. If one can appreciate the importance of this, according to the importance one attributes to the holy work, to that extent he should give praise and thanks for it. This is so because it is true that we cannot appreciate the importance of being able to sometimes observe the mitzvot of the Creator, even without any intention. In that state, one comes to feel elation and joy in the heart. The praise and gratitude one gives for it expands the feelings, and one is elated by every single point in the holy work. He knows whose servant he is, and thus soars ever higher. This is the meaning of what is written: I thank you for the grace that you have made with me, meaning for the past, and by this one can confidently say, and he does say, and that you are destined to do with me.
It's increasing as well. Excerpt 10.
Rabash, Volume 3, The Day the Creator Gave. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day means that this is called day and not something else. What is it when the Lord makes? It is that each one will attain, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. It means in the Creator, in dvikut with the Creator, which is called equivalence of form, which is that each and every one will understand that there is no greater joy than to bestow contentment upon one's Maker. This is what we hope for. When the general public achieves this degree, it will be called the end of correction.